This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Washington is waiting anxiously for tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Also in the mix of anticipation, a planned White House response. The latest from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
One of the president's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani, says the rebuttal will be published in the hours after the release of the Mueller report. Giuliani says it will be dozens of pages long. The Justice Department plans to release a redacted version of the report tomorrow morning. It will be sent to Congress and made available to the public.
That was AP correspondent Mike Hempen. The Trump administration later today will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, in the latest move against social governments in the Western Hemisphere. But today's focus is Caracas. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
Ahead of a Wednesday speech by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle now in its third month. Until now, embattled President Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid into his country, even insisting his people didn't need it, something the millions who have fled the country would strongly deny. This is VOA News.